We're not necessarily going to be going to the United States Capitol. We wouldn't really enjoy it, even if we wanted to, since it's barricaded with sort of 6 foot, maybe even 7 foot or 8 foot high gates all around it, and a huge contingent of the National Guard and the military. However, Wanderlust Wednesday can take us to various places much closer to home. Amongst those is the only place you can sit on the beach legally, of course, being the Northern Cape. Now, you remember when the adjusted level 3 restrictions were reinforced, we were told that all beaches and hotspot areas would be closed, and Northern Cape happened not to be one of those. A number of people took advantage of that, including a number of my colleagues, heading up to Northern Cape to enjoy some seaside enjoyment legally, as opposed to trying to steal time on the beach. And it seems as though it might present an opportunity for the Northern Cape, albeit that we must remain very safe and not try to, you know, migrate our disease, our exposure to the disease over to that particular area. Mentor of the Namaqua Coastal Route, Janine Jesnitz, joins me now to discuss the opportunity for the Northern Cape in today's Wanderlust Wednesday. Janine, welcome to Breakfast with Refilo. It's such a pleasure to have you in our company.
Thank you, and good morning to you and your listeners as well.
Of course. First and foremost, how was the experience of the Christmas season after those adjusted level 3 restrictions left the Northern Cape as the only opportunity for access to the beaches? Did you see a pickup in tourism?
We definitely saw a pickup in tourism. It also coincided with quite a lot of unexpected and unseasonal rain in the Richtersveld. And at the moment, we have the Ohrabis coming down in flood as well. So, you know, what we thought was going to be an end of the season has actually just picked up again. And people visiting those areas also pop by along our beaches. So it's been very positive for us after, you know, after quite a trying year last year. Yes.
Well, that's great to know. I mean, it's obviously great to see greater footfall. One of the concerns that I've had, of course, is that after the Christmas period, it seems as though, case numbers picked up a little bit in the Northern Cape. Or am I just seeing things? Well, that's just a natural outcome of festive season.
No, I think you're right. Unfortunately, this has happened. We've kind of been COVID-free, Clayncia, Khoinas, Hondeklip Bay, this area, until relatively recently. And the problem is that we don't have the medical facilities to deal with this. You know, we don't. Yes. If I need ICU now, I've got to come down to Cape Town, or I've got to go to Upington. Both of are 400-500 kilometres away. So that was the, you know, that has unfortunately happened, but it seems under control. So, and yeah, you know, people are still coming in, but I must say there is quite a lot of compliance. You know, you're not finding Yes. people being terribly foolish, yeah.
So that's good to know. So we've got a relatively strong lid on responsible behavior in the Northern Cape, and we have beaches. There's obviously a great deal more to enjoy on the coastal route. Please give us some insight so that, you know, for those of us who are hoping to potentially get away, what can we look forward to?
Okay, depending on how you travel, if you're going to do what most people do and come via Springbok, that is, as you go through Springbok, about 30 k's out of Springbok, you'll get to the spectacle escarpment of the Spectakelberg. There's a little place called Murray's Bay. It's absolutely worth a visit. You know, from there, as the crow flies, you're about 60 kilometers away from the beach, and you can, on a clear night, you can actually see the ocean from their viewpoints. You know, it's quite amazing. You can just see forever. So that's something to do on your way here. And then, you know, Clayncia has got, it's quite a new town as far as what tourism is concerned. Clayncia and Khoinas used to be closed mining towns. So a tourist coming in here and not knowing what to do and where to go, I would suggest get in touch with, you're most welcome to get in touch with us at Namaqua Coastal Route, but get in touch with a guide or somebody who knows the area, because you could travel through here and think there's nothing to do, and then there is actually quite a lot to do. The road signage is not good. The information out there for tourists is not good. But on our coastline, you stand a very good chance of seeing Heaviside dolphin pods. They are on our coastline quite frequently. And we've got our own whale watching. We see whales quite regularly. And And it's just beautiful for the birders. You know, you've got oyster catchers and things like that. So the birding is good. And Clainsea itself is on the estuary of a Buffelstroom River mouth. So you've got your wetland birds as well as your seabirds. So for birders, it's a paradise. My recommendation would be get in touch with local, get in touch with a local guide, especially this time of the year. You know, it looks barren. It looks like there's nothing going on. But if you go out with a guide who can interpret what you're seeing for you, and you just realize how much there really is to see and to do, and how much is actually going on in this area that just looks barren at the moment, it's absolutely worth your while to do that.
You say barren, I say open spaces for social distancing and peace, which I quite
Absolutely.
Like the idea of. And you've got these 4x4 trails, you've got the photographic safari, the 4x4 safaris, you've got cycling trails, you've got wine routes, you know, great walking spaces. It seems like the idyllic place for a pandemic. To really take in a little bit of nature and a little bit of quiet, particularly for those of us who have been rather anxious about the second wave, in a way that doesn't really disturb anyone else's peace.
Absolutely. You know, it is. And the big thing about the Northern Cape is it's perfectly safe. I go for long walks in the veld on my own and along our beaches and things like that. And mostly I don't bump into another soul. But if I do, I know I'm safe. You know, there's no reason to be concerned about your personal safety. And that, the Northern Cape is the largest province, but with the lowest population density. So yes. You know, you've got all the space that you could want.
Well, we do look forward to exploring that. I certainly do. And, of course, surfing without any threat of saps over your shoulder. So I know the water is cold, but hopefully Western Capers are used to that enough. Janine, thank you so much for giving us a little bit of an insight into the Namaqua Coastal Route and, of course, the Northern Cape experience. I think there's plenty for us to look into. I want to encourage our listeners to go to namaquacoastalroute.co.za just to see a little bit more of what's on offer, but definitely to take up your advice of specifically asking a local.